This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The central government today announced the implementation of four new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said, the new labour codes will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code to 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from today. A report.
Labour and Employment Ministry said that over the past decade, India has expanded social security coverage, rising from 19% of the workforce in year 2015 to more than 64% in 2025. It stated that the implementation of the four labour codes marks the next major step in this trajectory, further widening the social security net and embedding portability of benefits across states and sectors. The ministry said that the four new labour codes will guarantee timely minimum wages for all workers, appointment letters for the youth, equal pay and respect for women, social security for 40 crore workers and gratuity for fixed-term employees after 1 year of employment. These reforms will also ensure free annual health checkup for workers above 40 years of age, double wages for overtime, full coverage health security for workers in hazardous sectors and guarantee of social justice for workers as per international standards. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the government's decision to implement four labour codes in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said these codes will serve as a strong foundation for universal social security, minimum and timely payment of wages, safe workplaces and remunerative opportunities for the people, especially for women and youth. He added that this step will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation. The Prime Minister said that these reforms will boost job creation, drive productivity and accelerate India's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. He called the decision as one of the most comprehensive and progressive labour-oriented reforms since independence. A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed during the Dubai Air Show in UAE today. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of the accident. The incident occurred when the fighter jet was participating in the air show. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has expressed regret at the incident in which an Indian Air Force Tejas aircraft met with an accident during an aerial display at Dubai Air Show today. In a social media post, General Chauhan said, armed forces firmly stand with the bereaved family in this time of grief. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived at Johannesburg, South Africa to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. During the three-day gathering, he will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including global south concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. On the sidelines of the G20 summit, PM Modi will meet South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and several other world leaders. He will also participate in the India, Brazil, South Africa leaders' meetings. This marks the fourth consecutive G20 summit hosted in the Global South. The theme for this year's summit is solidarity, equality and sustainability. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha today laid the foundation stone for a significant rehabilitation project aimed at supporting families of Poonch affected by Operation Sindoor and floods. This project, initiated by HRTS India, is part of government's larger effort to restore the lives and livelihoods of the families affected by Pakistani shelling, landslide and floods. During his visit, Mr. Sinha interacted with the affected families and the local community. In Australian Open badminton, India's Lakshya Sen today advanced to the men's single semi-finals after defeating his compatriot Ayush Shetty in the quarter-final match 23-21, 21-11 in Sydney. Lakshya will clash with Taiwanese player T.C. Cho in semi-final match tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.